A Stroke Recovery Breakthrough in 2023 by Drive David Green, Arizona. Let us learn about the challenges stroke patients have been facing and how Dr. David Green, Arizona, a former orthopedic surgeon, brings about some hope and the latest transformation in curing stroke patients with the help of stem cell therapy. In the past, a stroke was seen as a disease without a cure, and people were confined to bed rest or limited movement indefinitely. Strokes have been a significant cause of disabilities and death globally. But now, stem cell therapy has emerged as a potential treatment, providing hope for those suffering from stroke-related disabilities. This therapy has shown promising outcomes in enhancing mobility, offering a renewed chance at life for stroke patients. Stroke diagnosis. A range of diagnostic tests are conducted as part of a physical examination, including blood tests to assess clotting factors. CT scans are used to identify brain bleeds or reduced blood flow. MRIs are performed to obtain detailed images of the brain. Carotid ultrasounds are conducted to detect blockages. Cerebral angiograms are used to examine blood vessels in the brain. Echocardiograms are also commonly employed to assess the function of the heart. Can stem cell therapy by Dr. David Green help stroke victims? Indeed, stem cell therapy has demonstrated remarkable outcomes in alleviating patient symptoms, despite still being in the clinical trial phase. Researchers at Stanford University were taken aback when their patient, who had been confined to a wheelchair, began walking following stem cell therapy. How does stem cell therapy work in the recovery of stroke patients? When a stroke occurs, it disrupts blood flow to the brain, causing neuron death and various symptoms such as paralysis, speech difficulties, and memory issues. Stem cell therapy has the potential in repairing damaged brain tissue and reducing inflammation to aid patients in recovering from stroke effects. MSCs are believed to release growth factors that stimulate the growth and differentiation of surrounding cells, promoting neuroregeneration and reducing inflammation. Additionally, MSCs migrate to injury sites in the brain, where they can aid in healing the injury and decrease oxidative stress. According to Dr. David Green, Arizona, preclinical studies show that MSCs effectively reduce brain damage and improve functional recovery after a stroke. Although these results are promising, further clinical trials and research are necessary to assess the safety and efficacy of stem cell therapy for stroke patients. Are you an eligible candidate for a stem cell transplant for stroke? Clinical trials may have varying eligibility criteria. However, Dr. David Green, Arizona, advocates that the sooner stroke patients receive treatment, the better the outcomes. Stem cell therapy is a non-invasive procedure with minimal risks, utilizing the regenerative potential of stem cells, thus considered a natural and long-lasting solution. Using the patient's stem cells eliminates the risk of an immune reaction. No long-term side effects have been reported in any clinical study. Note that stem cell therapy's eligibility for trials may depend on the time elapsed since the stroke. Takeaway. In conclusion, Dr. David Green, Arizona, a former orthopedic surgeon with over 17 years of clinical experience, advocates breakthrough stem cell therapy for stroke patients and offers renewed hope for those suffering from stroke-related disabilities. This therapy has shown promising results in repairing damaged brain tissue, reducing inflammation, and improving functional recovery after a stroke. Although further clinical trials are necessary, stem cell therapy is considered a non-invasive and long-lasting solution with minimal risks, making it a potential game changer in stroke treatment.